degradation, all that. Why don't we say, I am that also? Why do we always attach our souls to something which we suppose to be the highest?
That perhaps only means that which is unconditioned, yovai bhuma tat sukham, that which is unconditioned.
Unconditioned, yes.
So since there is in us this urge to break all conditioning, we look for the unconditioned.
I know. Can a conditioned mind, can a mind that is small, petty, narrow, living on superficial entertainments, can that know or conceive or understand or feel or observe the unconditioned?
No.
No. So why should it...
But it can uncondition itself.
That's all it can do.
Yeah.
Not say, there is the unconditioning, I'm going to think about it, or I am that. No, if I may point out, why is it that we always associate ourselves with what we think is the highest? And not what we think the lowest.
Perhaps in that Bhuma or Brahman, they have been used as the same. There is no division between the highest and the lowest. That which is unconditioned.
But sir, that's the point. When you say, I am that or thou art that, there is a statement of a supposed fact, which may not be a fact at all.
Perhaps I must explain here again that the sage who uttered these Mahavakyas was believed to have had the direct experience
of it. Now, if he had the experience of that, can he convey it to another?
That's what.
Can, and also, sir, the question arises, can one actually experience something which is not experienceable? And we use the word experience so easily. Realize, experience, attain, self-realization, all these things. Can one actually experience the feeling of supreme ecstasy? Let's take that for the moment, that word. Can one experience it? Wait, sir, wait. As you say, the infinite. Can one experience the infinite? This is really quite a fundamental question, not only here but in life. One can experience something which we have already known. I experience meeting you. That's an experience, meeting you, or you meeting me, or my meeting X. And when I meet you next time, I recognize you, don't I? Say, well, Joe, I met him at Kstad. So there is in experience the factor of recognition.
There is objective experience.
If I hadn't met you, I wouldn't experience you. I would go by, you would go by me, pass me by.
Yeah, yeah.
There is in all experience.